Good morning. It's 9 a.m. I'm Raoul Bro, and this is a Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Due to mandates made necessary by the COVID-19 pandemic, this program has been pre-recorded for presentation at this time, and all of us here at KRVS hope that all of you and your families are safe and well. We're going to start off this morning with a track from the disc Tajmo. Who could pick two better neo-contemporary blues men than Taj Mahal and Keb Mo to get together and produce something for the two of them? From their 2017 disc, Tajmo, here's Taj Mahal and Keb Mo with Don't Leave Me Here.
Ooh.
Elmore James with Blues Before Sunrise. Elmore James, one of the most influential of post-World War II guitarists, particularly during the decade of the 1950s. His adaptation of Robert Johnson's slide style to electric guitar and his highly emotive crying vocals made him a real standout in Chicago blues. Before we heard Elmore James, we heard Taj Mahal and Keb Moe from the disc Taj Mahal. And they did a number for us called Don't Leave Me Here. They opened up the first hour of the Blues Box for us this morning here on KRVS. We're going to turn next to Albert King. Like Elmore James, he was extremely influential as far as guitar playing was concerned. Where B.B. King had his vibrato, Albert King had his the tormented bent notes that he'd ring out of his Gibson Flying V guitar. He was a master of the single string solos and influenced people like Clapton and Jimi Hendrix, Mike Bloomfield, Stevie Ray Vaughan among them. We're going to turn to a number that he recorded back in 1973. Here is Albert King here on KRVS with a piece for us called That's What the Blues Is All About.
The phone wall, and then you find your phone been disconnected. You can't even make no call. You holler out for your baby, oh, and she's not there. You look in the closet, buddy, and you find it's all there. Backyard, you know I whistled for my dog. He ran up under the house, people, like he didn't even know me at all. Now I hadn't fed him in 2 or 3 days, and he was looking kind of thin. Oh, when your dog turned your back on you, buddy, you know you haven't even got a friend. That's the blues, people. That's what the blues is all about. Well, it's a hard pill to swallow when you find out what the blues is all about. Bills that I can't pay. I guess my wife been out shopping again while I've been at work all day. I see the man coming with his tools. Now I guess he's gonna cut off my water. You know they got my gas yesterday, and they're coming right back for the light tomorrow. Oh, that's what the blues is, people. That's what the blues is all about. Well, that's a hard pill to swallow, buddy. Oh, when you find out what the blues is all about. Oh.
here's the chords here. I want to show you. A whole lot of people ask me where I originated my beat from. But I heard from way back, a long time ago. I am just starting out in the music world. Professional. But I was born with this here though. But I just discovered there's a big thing going. This is the year of 1953. Getting started. Let me show you something on them about this chord here. Hold your hand right there and work your thumb kind of beat like. There's not a lot of chords to it, but just a big beat. And I sound just like a whole band. Are you digging? And dig my feet. You can do it if you try. Yes, yes, with a big soul. Now you're cooking with gas. Yes, the pot's on now. Oh, you're working now. This old tune my stepfather taught me. I was around 13 years old. He said, son, get this beat. And you'll have something here. And believe me, boy, I dug it. And I got it. At 49, I got my start. And I click tremendous big hit I had. Boy, I got it. Now here it is, 1953. I'm writing this tune here. I'm teaching the blues to this cat. Yeah, now you're cooking. Make that old fiddle talk, boy. It's just a beat. These fancy chords don't mean nothing if you ain't got that beat. Throw the fancy chords away and just get this slow beat.
John Lee Hooker telling us how to play the blues, a number called Teaching the Blues. And his stepfather went by the name of Willie Moore and said that he did teach John Lee how to play guitar. John Lee was from Clarksdale, Mississippi, ended up in his teens in Memphis, worked as an usher in Beale Street Theater and would play on the streets. From Memphis, he went to Cincinnati, worked with the Fairfield Four and another group, and then ultimately up to Detroit to work in the war industry in the 40s. And, of course, it was in 1948 that he recorded his really seminal tune, Boogie Children, a number one hit on the R&B charts. We heard Albert King just before hearing John Lee Hooker. Albert King from 1973 doing a number called What's the Blues? That's What the Blues is All About. Let me get that out right. And 74, he hit number 15 on the R&B charts with that track. Well, again, John Lee Hooker recorded Boogie Children in 1948. And in 1953, the summer of 53, Junior Parker went into the Sun Studios in Memphis and recorded a number called Feeling Good. He got to number 5 on the R&B charts with that tune. It was his first big hit, and it was definitely heavily influenced by John Lee Hooker's Boogie Children. Here's Junior Parker here on KRVS.
Walking down the street. I met a friend of mine. And we stopped and get a little something to eat. When I got to him, I said, "Say, man, look here." He said, "Yeah, Junior, what's happening?" I told him, "Well, I feel so good. We're gonna boogie till the break of day." "Well, the old folks boogie, and the children too. Don't nobody boogie like me and you. We're gonna boogie till the break of day." Now you know, last night I was laying down. I heard Mama and Papa talking. I heard Papa tell Mama. Then I heard Mama got up and she told Papa. Well, Mama told Papa about something she heard. I said, "Look here, Mama, don't believe a word. We're gonna boogie, we're gonna boogie till the break of day. Oh, now let's boogie, get it." Friend went on down the street a little further. When I got down, I told him, I said, "Look here." He said, "What?" I said, "I got one more thing to tell you." He said, "What is happening? What's happening?" "Well, I feel so good. We're gonna boogie till the break of day." I said, "Look here, let me tell you this before I go." He said, "Wait, where you going?" I said, "I got to go." He said, "What's happening?" "We got an old-time boogie and a new one, too. Don't nobody boogie like the Blue Flames do. We're gonna boogie till the break of day. You wanna boogie? You wanna boogie? You wanna boogie?
Thank you.
Edda James from her disc Blues to the Bone. Came out in 2004, won her a Grammy. Of course, her rendition of Got My Mojo Working, a number that both Ann Cole and Muddy Waters put on the charts back in 1957. Right before hearing Edda James, we heard Junior Parker doing a number called Feeling Good. He recorded that at the Sun Studios in Memphis back in June of 1953. Got to number five on the R&B charts with that number. And again, it was a spinoff from John Lee Hooker's Boogie Chillin'. Next here on KRVS from a new album called The Triangle, so-called because the tracks here were recorded in three different places, Muscle Shoals, Memphis, and also Jackson. The artist is Lisa Mills. Here she is with a number that was a number 10 hit back in the 1960s for Edda James. Lisa Mills with her rendition of Tell Mama.
Stand in my way. This time I'm leaving you, baby. Ain't nothing you can say. There's been plenty of time for talking. Let time done past and gone.
Somebody gotta make a move, even if it's wrong. You look so surprised. Now how can this be? After all these years, you don't really know me. You say you never saw it coming. I guess that now says it all. Lord, a blind man could have seen the writing on his wall.
Sonny Landreth from his brand new disc Blacktop Run, and he's doing well on the blues charts with this particular outing. That number, of course, was Somebody Gotta Make a Move, Sonny Landreth on guitar and vocals. Sonny was preceded by Lisa Mills. We heard her from her new disc called The Triangle, and again, she did a rendition of Tell Mama, a number that Etta James put on the charts back in 1967. We're going to turn next to another new disc, this one from Rory Block. It's called A Prove It On Me, and it's a tribute to a lot of blues women that recorded over the decades in the 20th century. We're going to turn to a number that Merlene Johnson first recorded. Merlene Johnson recorded in Chicago starting in 1937 and well on into and towards the end of the decade of the 1940s. Again, Rory Block here on KRVS. Here she is with Milkman Blues.
The milkman brings his milk to me. Cause you know he's got the best milk in town. It's just as sweet as it can be. Hey, hey, hey. Well, soon in the morning, Well, he knocks upon my door. He says, so, in the morning. Well, he knocks upon my door. Say, come and get your milk now, baby, 'cause it's sweeter than before. In my coffee and tea. I like my milk in the morning. Well, I love it in my coffee and tea. But when my milkman don't come, well, the show ain't right.
Baggy teal, these are there, my soul. I just leave me out. Let the buzzer see me go. When you see me coming, look across the Richmond field. And if I don't bring you flowers, I'll bring you poison. I looked up at the sun, cried, some train don't come, I'll be some walking done. My mama told me just before she died, Lord, said the daughter, don't you be so wild. The Mississippi River, you know it's deep and wide. I can't stand right here, be my babe from the other side. What you do to me, baby, it never gets out of me. I mean I see after close the deep.
Kesha Wiley, recorded in Grafton, Wisconsin for Paramount Records back in March of 1930. One of her better-known pieces. There weren't many of them she recorded, that's for sure. And a lot of rumor about who she may have been married to, like Casey Bill Weldon, and also a romantic relationship with Papa Charlie McCoy, Kansas Joe McCoy's brother, but no substantial evidence to back up any of the rumors. Interesting blues lady, though. We heard Rory Block just before hearing Kesha Wiley. Rory from her new disc, Prove It On Me. She did an old Merlene Johnson tune for us called Milkman Blues. And we turn next here on KRVS to Willie Brown, who was a contemporary of Son House, actually backed up Son House on a lot of recordings. He accompanied Son House and also Charlie Patton and Louise Johnson up to Grafton, Wisconsin back in 1930 to record a few tunes that he did. Then he later recorded for the Library of Congress in 1941. Here, though, back from 1930, is Willie Brown with a number called Future Blues.
Can't tell my future, I can't tell my past. Lord, it seems like every minute you're gonna be my last. Well, a minute seems like hours and hours seems like days. And a minute seems like hours, hours seems like days. And it seems like my woman ought to suffer low down way. But I will not love now, she 5 feet from the ground. I said, will not love now, Lord, 5 feet from the ground. Is he still a man and ain't no hand me down? And 4 inches, and she's just good hooking size. you see that picture now, Lordy. Up on your mother. Up on your mother. Mama Sheriff, I know you. See that picture now. Up on your mother, Sheriff. Well, you know about that, I'm getting tired of sleeping by myself. Deep for Texas, deep for Tennessee. In the deep for Texas, deep for Tennessee. God bless that woman that put that thing on me.
Mama, load ain't going down there. Big road by myself. If I don't care, you gon' care somebody else. Bright sun gon' shine in my back door some day. I don't do. Hear me talking, putting mama low. Sun gon' shine in my back door someday. And heaven gon' jingle, blow my blues away. Baby, what make you do? Like you do, do, do. Like you do, do, do. Don't you hear me now? What make you do me? You do, do, do. Now you think gonna do me like you done for Cherry. Take it, poor boy, money now. Sure, Lord, won't take my. I don't hear me tongue and put it, mama. Take it, poor boy, money. Sure, Lord, won't take mine. Yeah, poor boy, money now, sure Lord won't take mine. Crying ain't going down this big road by myself. I don't do, hear me talking, putting mama load. Ain't going down this big road by myself. If I don't care, you gone. Have somebody else. Crying sun gon' shine on my back door someday. I don't hear me talking, putting mama low. Sun gon' shine on my back door someday. And heaven goes blow my blues over.
Tommy Johnson with his Big Road Blues, one of his best-known pieces. Tommy Johnson recorded something around a dozen tunes or so back in the late 1920s, and the most famous was Canned Heat Blues, and that's where the band Canned Heat got their name, and it was about alcoholism, which was supposedly led to Tommy's demise back in the 1950s. Tommy Johnson again with Big Road Blues. He was preceded by Willie Brown. We heard Willie Brown doing Future Blues. And again, Willie Brown was a sidekick of Son House. And also Robert Johnson mentioned Willie Brown by name in one of Robert Johnson's pieces. He and Son House were friends for many, many years. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to Odetta, the late Odetta. We're going to listen to a track from her disc, Looking for a Home. This came out back in 2001 and was a tribute to Lead Belly and a collection of songs that that Lead Belly had sung and that Odetta interprets on her disc. Here she is with one that's familiar to just about everybody. Odetta with her version of, she calls it New Orleans, House of the Rising Sun.
If I had listened to what my mama said, I'd have been at home today. Being young and foolish, I let my gambler lead me astray. My mama, she's a tailor. She sewed your blue jeans when they were new. My sweetheart, he's a drunkard, drinking down in New Orleans. When I was a young girl, I used to drink ale out of an alehouse into this jailhouse. My body is ruined, they left me here to die. Tell my baby sister,
Odetta. Once again from her disc Looking for a Home, a tribute to Lead Belly, and again it came out in 2001. Odetta doing House of the Rising Sun. The Animals claim that the song referred to a 16th century brothel in Soho. And others claim that that the song was, well, probably originally British, but brought over to the U.S. and ended up obviously taking its locale in New Orleans. There are about three sites that some people say are the original House of the Rising Sun. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, broadcasting at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, online at krvs.org. KRVS is member-supported public radio. We'd like to thank those of you out there who keep us on the air with your annual contributions. If you're not a member, we hope you'll join those who are. Here's Steve Geiger with a little number for us called Snake Oil.
Support for the Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in the Oil Center on Hyman Boulevard and also at its new location at 5000 Ambassador Caffrey in the Province Cordoba office complex. The phone number is 337-233-4017.
For 2 hours of true word sound power, classic heavyweight Rasta reggae radio, it's Jamon here on KRVS. Cecil here, chairing the Churchill Gathering every Sunday night from 9 to 11 or Saturday mornings 1 to 3 a.m. Heavyweight sound and lifted spirits guaranteed. Jaman here on KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles.
For a delightful